As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Groove Tenders coming to your airwaves right now in your lovely ears. Didn't probably think you'd have that on your bingo board. Welcome to 7 o'clock, Kansas City. It is draft day. Pick 31 as of now. See you at the landing tonight in Liberty. Bink and Unicero there doing their show. They'll be here at 9 o'clock this morning.
Again, Binkley's already here, I think.
He might be. He's pissed. He really wanted that game to be played last night. Royals today, 110 and 440 are the alleged times. 110 will start on time. 440 should start on time. But before I get into this, because somebody on the text line had asked us, are you sure Travis Kelce's retiring? As of right now, April 25th, day one of the draft, what percentage would you say that this is Travis Kelce's last year?
100.
Oh, wow. You're not going to give any sort of out.
I think it's been made pretty clear, hasn't it? Unless I'm
Read
missing
my
something.
Lips.
Okay, 99.9%. I'll give that 0.1% chance that it.
Yeah, if we want to give the 0.1, sure, you know. But yeah. No way.
Yeah, you think it's 99.92?
Yeah, there's no way he's back another season.
No, this is it. I mean, it's been pretty evident going into the off season and what we've seen and everything. Like, yeah, it's pretty much done.
I would give it like 85%.
Okay. A little bit of a chance.
Yeah.
Would it be like if we don't win, or would it be?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I just know that, like, let's say he goes out and it looks like he's got some more gas in the tank.
Okay.
But there's that brutal conversation to be had. Like, we're moving on. We thought you were done. Which,
well, there is that angle too.
So I don't know if that would happen. And then it's like Travis Kelce played for Cleveland.
Yeah.
He went back home.
Oh,
so that's
God,
why I leave a small percentage.
Oh, now, you're saying so playing versus playing in Kansas City.
Just retiring is the thing. Like, is he retiring 100%? I don't know. I would say 85%. The only reason I leave 15% of it open, which is a very small chance, is because maybe there is that possibility that, like, he does, you know, he does call it quits, because I didn't see Gronk going to Tampa.
Right.
I also didn't think Gronk was officially done.
But Patrick isn't in Cleveland blowing the horn saying, come join me either.
No, he's not. No, he's not. And
thank God.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, that's
for his
just,
sake.
That's just me giving up, you know, putting up that, because this seems very much like the same way it went for Jason, who's his mentor, who's his idol, who's his role model and older brother. And Jason was like, yeah, I lost, I think, in the Super Bowl. And then he went back one more year. I'm going to run this out one more time. I got a good team. And then it ended, and then he was done.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, that I say that it's 85% is because they had a lot of money for Travis in outside the NFL. There's already a lot of money outside the NFL, right?
There's more money outside the NFL that he's going to make in 1 year than he's made in his entire career playing.
Plus, there's a lifestyle that he could be living that could be very nice with a significant other for the rest of his life and foreseeable future. So I would let it be at 85% just because I'm playing the I never know for sure. And the possibility that he is from, you know, New Heights and all that sort of stuff. And what do you want to go back? Cincinnati, loves the Guardians, like all that sort of, I don't know. I'm just leaving that
window
open.
I don't think he'd go to Cincinnati. Would he?
I mean,
that
Cleveland.
Would be disgusting. I mean, but he did play in college in Cincinnati. So you have to think, does he have the love for that city and that crap chili? Like, does he want to go back there and be a participant in that? I would hope not after the rivalry. The Cleveland thing is very interesting. You know, if he wants to go back and play 1 year with Cleveland, why would you? It's not like it's a good team, it's a good situation, they have a good quarterback or anything like that, it would be just the same. But Jason never did that either. You know, he played for that one team. You don't want to be remembered for that Emmitt Smith, you know, Arizona Cardinal year or whatever the case may
Jerry
be.
Jerry Rice Seahawks?
Jerry Rice Seahawk year, or Bronco Jerry Rice even, who got cut in training camp.
Like Jamal Charles Bronco?
Jamal Charles with the Broncos. Yeah,
49 yards from $1 million. Yeah. They made him inactive with the last week of the season.
I mean, how bad is
Scumbags.
That?
Right?
Yeah. 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 Screw them.
So you don't want to be that guy either. Yeah. Like you want to have that legacy. I think that's very important to Travis as well, to have that legacy. Finish it off here in Kansas City and be done with it, you know?
I just leave a little bit of a window open.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I mean, I shouldn't slam it shut either. But
until I hear him say in a press conference, this is my last year of football, then I'd be like, okay, it's 100%. Look, you do something your whole life.
Even then, it's not 100%, though. You can have second thoughts. You can change your mind. It's fine.
Yeah, Gronk said that. He came back.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you think about it, these guys do this their whole life, and then all of a sudden, like, you know what? This is it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, there's only 2 weeks left in the season. Am I sure this is it? I feel like I still got something left, you know? Like Brady was done. And then LeBron James called him and was like, dude, from what I saw, you got some stuff left. He's like, yeah, you're right. Honey, you want to come in here and talk real quick? I'm late to my jiu-jitsu lesson. What's up, Tom? Too soon. All right, Mac, take it away.
Okay, so we had the voice of the Chiefs, the legend Mitch Holthus in this week, and he was talking about what he thinks is going to happen with the Chiefs at pick number 31. Here's what he said.
At 31, if they stay put at 31, which I think it feels like a move up or down to me, but at pick 31, I think interior defensive line, because what you want at 31, in my opinion, is an immediate starter, immediate impact week one, and then an eventual Pro Bowl / All Pro. Mm-hmm. And I think those guys are there in this draft at the interior defensive line. Not so much edge. Yes, there's talent there, but I think this team, if you find a young Chris Jones or a Chris Jones compliment.
So a young Chris Jones is what the Chiefs are on the lookout for. But that little short blip of him saying he doesn't think that the Chiefs will maybe be there at 31. He thinks it's a move up or down. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, everything's possible at this point in time. The problem is, and we'll talk and hear from Ben Maller coming up, there's not that one guy where people feel they need to get up the board for. Yeah. There's not one player in this draft where people feel like, I've got to have this guy, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe you guys think there is that player. Like, I think Abdul Carter's the best player in the draft, but he's not one of those players where, like, I got to fall all over myself to get that guy, right? So if that guy isn't there, why do you want to trade up, right? I think everybody wants to trade down in this draft. And if everybody wants to trade down and nobody wants to trade up, maybe hard to move some of these picks, right? I'd love to see them trade down and trade out of that pick at number 31. But if they do end up drafting there, I've been in favor of interior defensive line since this whole process started after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it looks like that's where mock drafts are going too. It's like more so as we see things develop, which nobody knows anything except the people that are actually drafting already. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, I think defensive interior, I'm not mad about that pick. I don't know if there's a pick that I'd be like, what? Like I really
quarterback
don't.
Is the only one where I would go, what are they doing? You know,
that'd be fair. But I mean, I mean, if they were to go offensive line, if they were to go defensive line, if they were to go, they went corner, which I don't think they would.
That'd be weird.
I'd be like, they'd be off. You'd be like, what?
That's weird.
Because you know what that means.
Yep.
See, if they go corner first round, we know the answer. I think that would be the only thing. Be like, oh, it's like similar to when the Lions drafted Gibbs and DeAndre Swift's like, I will send you my resignation. And then like 2 days later, he was in Chicago. So
this is McDuffie's fourth season, right? So you're going to have to make that determination about the fifth year option here pretty quick. Isn't it after the third year that you have to make that?
I thought so.
Right about now, like I'm sure they're picking up the fifth year option. They've wanted to get him signed to a contract for a while, but you know, Trey Smith is now the next guy that has to get his contract taken care of. And when you take care of that, then you can move on and worry about Trent McDuffie, you know, at this point in time. But I still think interior defensive line, with the way that the draft is loaded with defensive linemen, that's where I would go. You're bound to get a pretty good player there.
Well, and we've talked about depth being needed at defensive line. That could maybe add up to your solution there of trading down. Mitchell just talked about the honey spot of the draft, and it kind of lines up with that.
Well, the honey spot to me is actually those picks 63, 66, and 95. And I think Brett Veach alluded to it the other day in his presser. After pick 20-ish, from 21 to 100, you got a chance to get some really good players. And I mean starters, potential Pro Bowlers, all-pro guys.
How many guys are going to be picked in that spot where you go, that should have been a first-round pick? Because listening to that, I'm like, there's nobody like people are clamoring over. But when we get to 20 to 100, there's a lot of good players up there, right?
It's weird.
Because that's where Shador fell is now. What I'm seeing more often than not is 21 to Pittsburgh.
I heard he's not even getting drafted now.
That's also
awesome. I know.
In the first round. Yeah.
No, I mean, just in, like the thing is everywhere on Shador Sanders right now.
Yeah. And but, with the second pick, the Cleveland Browns select Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
If what Mitch is saying is true and 21 to 100 is that honey spot, then yeah, maximize your chances at the plate there.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, like, that's why I think Friday night's the night. Especially if they trade out of 31, then all of a sudden rounds 2 and 3 where you're loaded, that's where you can see where Brett Veach's plan is starting to be planted, as in my opinion, when it comes to Friday night and it comes to like the honey spot, because Mitch described it like, what is it like picks 66 and picks, there's another one.
63, 66 and 95.
Yeah. You remember Chris Jones, 63, 66, yeah. Chris Jones.
Those are the numbers. That Friday night is the night to be locked in because if they do, because I do think they did the Instagram thing with Kramer and all of us. I think we all pretty much said they're going to trade out. Now, maybe it doesn't happen. Maybe we do get wild and he trades up to like pick 12. I don't know. Like, that'd be awesome. And all of a sudden you know, you take Ty Warren out of Penn State. I kid, but that'd be sweet. But no, I don't know. I think that the honey hole is definitely what Mitch says. I think it's Friday that rounds 2 and 3.
But isn't our 31st pick in that honey hole?
Technically yeah, but yes. If you trade that 31st pick, you can add two more.
You could, but again, does somebody want to trade up? Like one of the scenarios that I could see happening is that we get late tonight. It's pick 28, 29. All of a sudden, the Giants want to get back in to take Jackson Dart or to take that kid from Louisville whose name I can't pronounce.
Tyler Shuck.
Shuck is how you pronounce Shuck. That name? S-H-U-C-K. Shuck.
Yes.
It looks like slow or something like that. S-H-L-O-U.
It's spelled S-H-O-U-G-H. Show.
Yeah, it's spelled. It's not spelled the way it sounds.
Sloth is in next year's draft. His name is Carson Beck.
Beck is in that draft. So if the Giants draft a quarterback named Shuck, how many Giant fans are going to be going, oh, shucks, every time that guy throws an interception? Bad name for a quarterback, right? Just like blew it for a reliever.
Yeah. Blew it.
Scott blew it. Yeah, he did.
Rough.
What's his name? No, that's his name, and he blew it. Like,
Doug
Shuck.
Fister.
Yeah, another terrible name. But so that's how I could see the you know, that type of thing. And the Giants, I think, have the first pick in the third round, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Or they did some sort of deal with Tennessee or something. Like they've got either the first pick in the second round or the first pick in the third round. So if you're the Chiefs, you want 31, you want to get back, you got to give us that first pick in the second round or first pick in the third round, whatever one that the Giants have that first pick in, that would be
be enticing.
That would be enticing. But again, are the Giants going to trade up for a marginal quarterback and waste picks on the future on a marginal quarterback for a head coach and a general manager that may be fired after this season, and then you bring in a new regime, and now you've got Sloth over here, and you're like, man, I don't want this guy.
Sloth? Schefter bomb here real quick.
Oh, is it real? Are we sure?
This is Adam Schefter. Broncos have fielded calls in recent days from teams interested in potentially moving up to Denver's number 20 selection. Per sources, the Broncos currently hold the draft slot in front of Pittsburgh's number 21.
That is a smoke screen. Remember, Adam Schefter gets a lot of information from agents. You scratch my back, I scratch yours, type of thing.